Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today, we'll continue in our study to examine the sample questions for candidates. These are the questions which were put together by CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. These are the questions from which the liberals and the Muslims will find out who is the one who stands for the Muslims and who will be standing against them. And from answering these questions, they can eliminate all the conservatives from coming to power. And here is my advice to you, the American people. I want you to look and search who the Muslims are voting for, and you need to vote just in the opposite side. Trust me. If you will do this, you will keep America safe. You will keep America where it must be to continue to exist. In our last program, we ended by examining question number 17. And today, let's move on to question number 18.
Number 18, Muslim travel ban. Do you support President Donald Trump's discriminatory Muslim travel ban?
Notice here the ties between question number 17 and question number 18. Because in question number 17, they're asking the people who will be running for office in the future of America to support bringing Muslims from country like Somalia. And that is the same country which is in question number 18. It is a banned country where Mr. Trump made the decision not to allow people of Somalia to come to America. So in simple words, if you say no to question number 17 or question number 18, the chance for you to win that office you're running for is slim. Yes, indeed, it's slim. These are, by the way, the same questions which will be given by the Democrat to make the Republicans look hateful, to make the Republican look racist, to make the Republican look ugly. But they are the wonderful Christians, the one who loves the people who need to come to America as refugees. And this is one of the few times where you see the Democrats of America, the liberals of America, are being Christians, because they're helping the poor of planet Earth, take care of the people in planet Earth, and they will quote you scripture from the Bible to tell you, here we are, the true Christian of America. But in reality, they care less about their own people in America. They care less about the future of America. And they are not loving the Muslim of the world for Jesus to feed them in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible said what? A glass of water in my name. That's not what the Democrats will ever do. They're just bringing the Muslims to America with the title refugees for the hope of destroying America. I believe the only reason why the liberals want the Muslims of the earth to come to America, because they know they will vote for them and they will keep them in power. And in this way also, the liberals, the Democrats, will show the world that they are the one who have no racism or hatred towards any country of any people around the world. And when the agenda of the liberals and the Muslims will be fulfilled in America, trust me, America will be no more. Because if we just leave it to the Muslims and the Democrats, America will have no border, America will have no constitution, and America will be the land where Muslim jihadi, Muslim believers, will take over easily. Yes, you heard me right, very easily. And that, by the way, fits with the final question, question number 19, where we learn about the family separation. So please listen carefully to the following question.
Number 19, family separation. Do you support the separation of immigrant and refugee families at the U.S. border?
So now all that the Muslims need to do, just come to America with little children through the borders, if it is the Canadian border or the Mexican border. And we, the American, must bow the knee to them, accommodate them, bringing the entire family into our country and gives them all the benefits they desire or wish to have. Because after all, That's exactly what these new government officials would be doing in America. They have to make the commitment in answering these questions, and they have to fulfill it in the near future. How about question number 20?
Number 20, right to seek asylum. Do you support ensuring that refugees are not prevented from seeking asylum at the border or inside the United States?
I'm amazed that Christians all over the world have a hard time to come to America in an asylum visa. How do I know that? It's just very simple, because I got lots of family members and lots of friends who could not get that visa. But at the same time, CARE, which is the Council on American Islamic Relations, a Muslim jihadi organization with the Brotherhood and jihadi organizations like CARE, will help the Muslims to seek the asylum visa to America from planet Earth. And that's exactly how the future of America will be when the liberals take control of the White House and when the liberals take over America, because they are the open gates for the Muslim of planet Earth to come to America. Just use your imagination, my friends. We got 57 Muslim countries in the world, and by the help of the Muslim jihadi organizations and the liberals of America, we will bring just, say, 2 million from each and every one of these countries. It will be very easy for 100 plus million Muslims to come to America simply in less than 4 years. And I do not know how America will look like within 4 years when the liberals will take control of America. Or say, when Muslims take control of the liberals. Well, let's move on to question number 21.
Number 21, ending ICE MOUs. Do you support state or local law enforcement entering into 287G agreements with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to carry out federal immigration law enforcement functions?
Here's the truth, my friends. As much as Democrats, the liberals, hate ICE, so do the Muslims. I'm not kidding you. They both hate ICE. They don't want any law enforcement to enforce the laws of the land. They want America to be chaos. That is exactly what Muslims are seeking here. They're seeking new people to run for offices all over this country who will help them to take over America. And to understand this simple question, you need also to listen to the background why Muslims put that question here into their questionnaire. So please listen carefully to the background.
Background. Many state or local law enforcement departments have entered into a partnership with ICE under a joint memorandum of agreement, commonly referred to as 287G agreements, to receive delegated authority for federal immigration enforcement within their jurisdictions. These agreements have led to state and local law enforcement officials enforcing the Trump administration's controversial zero-tolerance immigration policies among immigrant families and communities.
And let me hear, my dear friends, correct for you this lie. We're not talking about immigrants. We're talking about illegal criminal immigrants. Do you understand the difference between immigrants and illegal criminal immigrants? For heaven's sake, Mr. Trump's own wife is an immigrant. I am an immigrant. And America is made out of immigrants, but we are not illegal immigrants, but we are legal immigrants. And ICE and Mr. Trump are not anti-immigrants, but they are anti-criminal illegal immigrants. And if the liberals cannot understand the difference between immigrants and illegal criminal immigrants, then I cannot do anything to help to dissolve the problem of the destruction of America. In simple words, if we cannot draw the line between legal immigrants and illegal immigrants and practice our laws, which are already in the book, we for sure will lose America. So now here is my challenge for all the liberals who do not like these laws which we have in our books. Make new laws. You are lawmakers. cancel these laws through the Congress and pass new laws, which in it you will tell the American people, here is what we're going to do. We're going to destroy this country by allowing Muslims from all over the world in the millions to come to America. And we're going to put them on warfare and we're going to be a Venezuela. If the American people like these laws, let it be. And that will be the end of America. If not, they will get rid of those who are writing these laws, the liberals, and we can save America for a little while longer.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Let's move on to question number 22.
Number 22, family separation. Do you support awarding city contracts to vendors that supply Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Customs and Border Patrol, CBP, or the Office of Refugee Resettlement, or with Data Broker, Extreme Vetting, or Detention Facility Support?
Once again, my dear friends, here we go. The war against ICE, the war against our official offices, the war against our constitution, the war against our laws, which without it, we will not have America. And to understand that question, once again, I want you to listen carefully to the background of this question.
Background. Each of these agencies are responsible for detaining thousands of immigrants across the country. ICE carries out secretive raids on immigrant communities, sending hundreds of people at a time to detention facilities, leaving their children by themselves. CBP detention facilities have been widely condemned as inhumane. Or a Department of the Health and Human Services Agency was responsible for housing children separated from their families at the southern border.
And if you fall for the trick of that question, you will see it. It is inhumane because they're talking about immigrants. No, we're talking about illegal immigrants. And if the liberals and the Muslims would like to change the law, once again, they need to go to the Congress and there they make the new laws. But guess what? Liberal Democrats will not dare to change the law because they know that the American people will not like it and they will lose power. So they want to leave the laws on the book as they are. And at the same time, they want to talk about being incompassionate, loving these families, leave the children with their mom and dad. And by the way, we know this for a fact, that plenty of these children who came to this country illegal, they did not come with their parents, but they were fraudulent paperwork. And these children have no relation whatsoever to the older people whom they came with. America is a country of laws. Like any other country in the world, these laws must be practiced. And if we practice these laws, then we have to do what we have to do to keep America safe. Well, let's move on to question number 23.
Number 23, Trust Act. Would you use your office to support adoption of the Trust Act in local or state government?
Trust Act. Don't you like these two words, Trust Act? I mean, don't you trust me? If you stop me somewhere and I'm coming to this country illegally, or I am in this country illegally, and you say, Mr. Sir, what's your name? I'm going to tell you, my name is John Smith. Don't you dare question my answer for your question. You have to trust my answer. Are you here legally? Yes, of course I am legal. As a matter of fact, if I'm going to vote and they ask me for an ID, as we're going to see a little bit later here, you have to trust me. If I tell you who I am and I'm here legally and I have the right to vote, don't you dare question it, because otherwise you're actually crossing the line here. Where is the trust? We should trust people, especially Muslims, whom we know they will never lie, because lies is not one of the important foundations in Islam. Trust Act. Do you understand what Trust Act is? Well, you know what? Let me share with you their own writings, their background for that question.
Background. Adopted by cities and states nationwide, the Trust Act prohibits city or state employees, including law enforcement officers, from asking a law-abiding person's immigration status. It would also prohibit the collection of residents' information for unconstitutional federal registries.
Notice the contradictions here. You don't ask law-abiding citizen
his immigration status in America.
Wait a minute. If I am a law-abiding citizen, that means I am here legally. That means I have a picture ID to prove that I'm here legally. So why not show my ID to any officials to tell them who I am? But you see, this is how deceptive the question was given. This Trust Act is built on, you have to trust me even if I am a criminal. You have to trust me even if I'm lying. If not, then you are crossing the line. My friends, any person legally in America will have no problem to show his ID in any office,
at the borders, or in our country.
But the problem here is the illegal Muslims, whom we never talk about in America, and we will never talk about, trust me, you will never hear official officers or someone who's running for any office will ever ask you if you are illegal Muslims or not.
So you see, in America, we have no problem to talk about illegal Mexicans. You know why? Because they are Catholics. But we will never talk about illegal Muslims, because that is not politically correct.
So the question is given simply here is this.
Are you willing to be blind and look the other way
when you see somebody breaking the laws of our immigration in America? These people who are coming to America illegally, who just happen to be Muslims, are you willing to let them in and let them benefit from this beautiful country? If yes,
the Muslims / the liberals are for you.
If no, you will for sure have a hard time to win whatever office you're running for. Let's move on to the next category, which is the community safety. And that is question number 24.
Community safety, number 24. End law enforcement profiling. Do you support the adoption of federal and state laws prohibiting law enforcement officers profiling individuals based on their perceived race, ethnicity, gender, national origin, or religion?
Similar to question number 23 is question number 24. You have to trust me that I am telling you the truth, and I don't have to show any ID or any document to prove to you that I am here within the legal status of the laws of America. You don't ask me any question if I am darker skin, Muslim looking guy or lady, because that is not what Muslims will appreciate. To accommodate the Muslims, we have to end the profiling, and that will give all those who are here illegally the right to have freedom to go anywhere they want. After all, they don't look like the white American ladies and gentlemen.
So in simple words, Muslims have the green light
to be here illegally
and to do whatever they wish, and nobody will dare to stop the Muslims anywhere to ask them any question. Sounds good, doesn't it? Brothers and sisters, this reminds me of the days after September 11, as I have been on many flights after September 11. Surprise, surprise, no profiling. So how did they search the people in the airports? They did not search everybody. They actually took every person number 5. So they skip 4 on a line, and they take number 5, no matter who is he or she. Sometimes they are old people, literally in their 80s, 90s. Some of them with the oxygen tube to breathe. They search them, and they went on with this stupidity of the political correctness. If we have done it the right way then, after September 11, maybe we will be doing it today right. But we started with it wrong, and we will continue with it until we are not here anymore. Surprise, surprise. Coming from Ireland on one of my flights, and two ladies in the hijab were welcoming the people who are coming from Europe to America. And surprise, surprise, in some other search area, another lady in a hijab was searching a Catholic nun. And I have the picture to prove to you what I'm talking about. This is what I call the foolishness of the leaders of America after September 11. So I'm not surprised that today we got some Muslim Brotherhood in America who are demanding that we have no right to search or to talk to anybody simply because she is wearing a hijab or he is a Muslim man with a beard. These are the Muslim jihadis. These are the Muslim Brotherhood. These are the ones who are destroying America from within, as they already destroyed my home country, Egypt, for the last 1,400 years. And it is a problem of knowledge. Once again, the most important verse I believe we have for the end of time, it is, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Will the American people wake up? Will the American people realize what they're doing? Will the American people educate themselves about Islam? That is, by reading their holy books and learning about their self-proclaimed Prophet Muhammad? Trust me, my friends, if we continue in the same way we're going, America will be no more. When I say America will be no more, I mean this is the end of America. And once again, this is not an Islamophobia, but this is simply pure facts. And to conclude our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.